it's the disappearance day of Jagannath Das Babaji. It's also the disappearance day of Tamal Krishna Maharaj. Yesterday, you've heard the observances and remembrances of the disappearance of Swarup Damodar Goswami Maharaj. Our Swarup Damodar Goswami, Bhakti Swarup Damodar Goswami, and a week or so ago was the Tirubhav of Gaur Govinda Maharaj. And I hadn't mentioned it, but on the 15th or perhaps the 14th, also one of the long-standing residents of Mayapur Dham, Adiguru Das, Srila Prabhupada's disciple, he also passed away. His body was brought up to the outside entrance of the temple courtyard, and we went down there. Myself, GBC members, offered obeisances, although I did not know him. It is ISKCON is in that phase. There's birth, there's growth, and then there's diminution in the sense of the decrease and disappearance of those devotees who saw Srila Prabhupada, walked with Srila Prabhupada, spoke with Srila Prabhupada, who were fortunate enough, some of them, to be trained personally by Srila Prabhupada, and like Tamal Krishna Maharaj, had so much of his appearance. And at a certain stage, all of these devotees will have been gone from our movement. It's not a nice thought, and as I'm speaking this, I'm looking over to Srila Prabhupada's Pushpa Samadhi. But Srila Prabhupada had left us, and that is the way of this world, that those who enter in this world, those who have a body, be it material or spiritualized, will follow the way of the world. After all, Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they also left. And there'll be a time in this Krishna consciousness movement when the last of Srila Prabhupada's disciples will have gone. That's a challenge. It's a challenge both for the followers of Srila Prabhupada to pass on that mood, training, which they acquired from Srila Prabhupada to their followers, that mood and training which really distinguishes ISKCON from other Gaudiya Vaishnava organizations, what to speak of non-Gaudiya. And it's a challenge for Srila Prabhupada's followers, that they not just, excuse me, for the followers of Srila Prabhupada's followers, they're also followers, of course, but the grand disciples, to not just depend on Prabhupada's disciples to be the guardians of Srila Prabhupada's teachings, but to imbibe them and to ensure that they also understand them so that they can also pass them on. This is our legacy. This is everyone's responsibility. And yes, here we are celebrating the passing of another Vaishnava, and in that celebration, experiencing what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said was the most painful distress. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was speaking with Ramananda Roy. He asked them this, Dukkha Madhya Konya Dukkha Haya Guru Tara. And Ramananda Roy replied, Krishna Bhakta Viraha Vina Dukkana Hidehi Para. Of all kinds of distress, what is the most painful? Lord Chaitanya asked. And Ramananda Roy replied, apart from the separation of the devotee of Krishna, I know no unbearable happiness. In other words, there are many unhappinesses that are bearable, but this one is unbearable. Narottam Das Thakur, when he heard of the disappearance of Srinivasacharya, the pain was sufficiently, was so unbearable that he also left this world. In Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Sanatana Goswami also says that out of all kinds of desirable things experienced in the life of a living entity, association with the devotees of the Lord is the greatest. When we are separated from a devotee, even for a moment, we cannot enjoy happiness. Prabhupada writes in so many places that he established the Krishna consciousness movement in order that devotees had the opportunity to associate with devotees, peers, more advanced devotees, sadhu sangha. At the same time, the association or the institute that establishes the association of devotees is also the place where we will see the disappearance of Vaishnavas. That's the way of this world. Therefore, that year, on this day when Tamakrishna Maharaj left this world, I remember by this time, and now it's 7:30, we'd already gone to the hospital and discovered where he was lying. And it took us the better part of the day to clear all the formalities, legal formalities. And then the most ironic of all was that once the vehicle was over there, bus which we would take him over, and of course many devotees had already come over, and we'd received all the medical papers, legal papers, and then all of the locals of the town, they had heard that a saint had died in a car accident, and they gathered there, I would say by the thousands, and they wouldn't let us go. So until we opened the windows of the bus and uncovered Tamal Krishna Maharaj's face so they could see him, they wouldn't let us go. It was almost like sort of a riot. And although Jai Pataka Maharaj did his best, anyway, ultimately they received his darshan. And it was then that we were able to come back and bathe him, do the necessaries, take him into the temple room and place him in samadhi before it became too dark. My association with Tamal Krishna Maharaj went back many, many years, and I recorded my remembrances of that association. From what I hear today, there's not going to be any long remembrances at noon. There'll simply be Pushpanjali and Aarti, and in the evening we'll have his picture in the temple room and we'll do bhajans on his behalf, on his remembering him. Tamal Krishna Maharaj was like my elder brother. He was my friend. He was also the person who I knew was not only trained by Srila Prabhupada, but spent his time as Srila Prabhupada's secretary in the last year of Prabhupada's Leela with us. So whenever I would need information about some situation, whenever I needed some reference, what would Prabhupada say, what would Srila Prabhupada do, then I would phone him, talk to him, and our relationship had developed such that it was very, very easy to do that. And he was also very happy and willing to do that. That last time that he was here, we would have regular kirtans in his room in the evenings. And I didn't spent probably as much time as I normally would have, because he was spending a lot of time with the Chinese devotees who had come to see him, and it was also his presence here in Mayapur and in GBC body. I can't remember, for the first time in many years. Anyway, he was spending a lot of time with others as well. But it's a painful experience being separated from him. Last year, I left early, going back to Hungary, and I was happy not to have to be here to hear all the remembrances. And devotees remember other Vaishnavas to be absorbed in thoughts of him. But as Ramananda Roy here says, that type of distress, remembering that we are actually now separated from devotees of Krishna, is unbearable unhappiness. Still, we have to learn how to bear it, because that is the way of the world. We must leave this body. But perhaps the most important thing before I leave and go over to the temple is that we must remember that while devotees are with us, we have an extraordinary opportunity, and that is to take their association, to express our feelings of appreciation, love, to particularly hear from them, to be enlightened by them, to be educated with them of what they have, of what they've learned of Krishna consciousness, and particularly in the case of Srila Prabhupada's disciples, of how they have been trained and molded and guided by Srila Prabhupada. The most important asset, that which makes the International Society for Krishna Consciousness what it is, the essence of being a Prabhupada Nuga, something that all of Srila Prabhupada's grand disciples, great grand disciples, must certainly imbibe. It is a duty. Hare Krishna.